So should we call this Coronaverse on location?
Yeah, it's because Corona case. Like with the way Conan goes out and does his on location is Chicago or whatever. That's
right,
what we're doing.
Right, right. Yeah, because we're not on Corona K at the moment.
Nope. We're gone. And if you're over there, wait, where are those guys at? Where look for our dots, you pendejos, and yeah, come and find us.
Just, I mean, MS or something.
Let's see. How
many of my friends are online right now? Let's see. Stuart Worf is online, but he's not here. Oh, nope, not Stuart. I scared him away.
See?
He's offline.
You scared him. He's like, oh, now I got to talk.
Yeah.
There's, who else was?
He must have heard us.
I got people. He was hearing, man. He was hurting us, man.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead and do your thing, man.
Yeah, we're not on Corona K right now. It's just me and Kimi this week, and because Ari's doing his work thing, I believe. Stuart is, I don't know what Stuart's doing.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
We shouldn't do that to Stuart. No, we're just kidding. Because yeah, we're kidding. We really should do that to Stuart. No.
Yeah, we're gonna keep doing it. It's used to it. There's no way. Either get used to it or move. Go the way of Goldman or just deal with it. I think we should talk about Goldman. Every show, Goldman should be part of
Goldman.
I don't know, like where's Goldman? Like we should offer a reward for the capture and bring Goldman to bounty.
Second Life. A bounty.
Yeah, we need a bounty. What kind of a bounty can we give up for Goldman?
I don't know.
Let's do this.
An hour alone with Goldman? Yeah.
Let's do that for sure. Because yeah. Hey, who wouldn't want that?
Right.
We'll build you for 1 month on one of our properties. We'll build you a house that you can hang out at for 30 days.
With Goldman.
You bring Goldman.
Yeah.
With Goldman. You have to be there with him, though. And it can't be a fake Goldman.
No.
It's got to actually be Mr. I'm smoking a chain smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know that sound you make?
Yeah.
Hey. It's got to be Goldman.
You'd be sitting there watching TV, and he comes in the room naked, you know, and goes and makes it, you know, makes some cereal and sits down on the couch.
Memories, man. Those are like memories of my childhood. I said, don't do that. Hold on, my phone is ringing.
Oh, no, the phone is ringing.
Maybe Goldman found me, dude.
Hello? Who is it?
Hello? It's Goldman. I cannot answer that. Or it is not part of the cast. Though it is, like it is or said, he and I are doing the...
No, I thought you were going to answer it. I thought you were going to answer it like that.
No. You know what? It's not a town marketer. I would have answered. This one would have been...
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd have to change my voice and everything. You know,
because that was funny as hell. Yeah. I still have that on a file.
You really?
Yeah.
It's been so long that
I have the whole thing, and I called it If Only I Had Some Hands. That's what the file's called. Yeah.
Was that the thing that I say I didn't have hands or something?
Yeah. It's like you were just you're stringing the guy along. He's trying to sell you a duct cleaning service or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And you're just,
you know, they don't do that anymore. The telemarketers evolved. They don't talk to you anymore. They call and then it says, if you would like to continue to a live operator, press 1. So I press 1 and the live operator comes on and I try my spiel and they hang up on me right
now. Really?
Oh, you were there? Yeah.
Because the rules have changed.
They changed, man. People like me were getting these guys frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food truck whopper.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you get as many telemarketer calls now that you did a few years ago?
No, actually, I don't.
Why, man, because people started doing that.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, my home phone, I never answer it. I just let it go to messages.
Yeah. I ended up getting rid of mine.
I figure if somebody really wants to get hold of me, I get my cell phone. So.
You know, you would think that, but no, they don't care. People don't, they don't really want to get a hold of you. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
No? All right. Do you hate that you're on Facebook?
Sometimes,
Is there ever a time in your day where you're like, I can't believe I do this?
I'm not on it all the time, but every time I check it, I swear I'm going to put something in there, something to the effect of, if you've been blocked or if I've friended you, please check the following top 10 reasons why I may have done that.
Politics, yeah. Religion.
Yeah,
asking me for favors.
Anything that deals with Obama is a communist Nazi Kenyan who wants to take away your guns. Pictures of Jesus and it says click, share if Jesus is in your heart or if you love Jesus.
Dude, I saw one, my favorite. It said, it was, those handwritten ones, which I think, how stupid, you got a computer in front of you, handwritten shit. But that's lazy, I'm sorry, that's lazy. You're lazy motherfuckers, don't do that. Just take the time, buy Photoshop or steal it or do something. But they wrote, on the left it said, scroll if you like the devil, right? And on the other side it said, click share if you love Jesus. And I go, well, I'm kind of partial to the devil.
Okay.
So I was like, but how do I share this without saying I like Jesus? So it was a moral dilemma. I didn't know what to do. So I just started telling people, hey, I like the devil. So I just wrote that, I like the devil. And a lot of people unfriended me. People do not like to hear that other people like. Yeah, if you say you like the devil, forget it. But yeah, they try to guilt you into loving Jesus. Jesus is a very guilty kind of dude because it's always, hey, if you love Jesus, you have to do this. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think Jesus was more cool. I think Jesus was like, no, dude, go ahead. Eat that fish. I'm just going to eat it.
I actually made a picture to put up on Facebook in response to those. It's a picture of Dana Carvey as a church lady.
Yep.
And on it, it says, well, apparently some of us on Facebook only show our superiority by sharing pictures of Jesus when it's convenient. I guess the rest of us just love Jesus a little bit more than they do now, don't we?
Isn't that special? I love it. So yeah, I told people that I was going to leave. I wasn't going to leave. I just said, hey, I'm about to leave. But I'm not going to leave. I said, I'm not doing that because every time people say that, they come back and other people laugh at them. I said, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to take a vacation because that's all Facebook allows us to do. You cannot delete your account. You can only put it on vacation.
Yeah.
And how you get it back up? You know what the trick is to get it back up? Log in and bam, you're right back. Log in.
Oh, that's it. It's like, we got
you. There's no hoops.
We got you.
They know it. So I left it and I'm like, and I'm checking it, and I'm posting. Now I'm right back to the full-on addict.
Yeah.
I hate that. I so envy the people that can leave it or that have never been on it.
Well, I just don't put a whole lot of stuff on there, but, I'll check it on things. But, yeah, there are certain things. It's things like, you're limited to one inspirational picture per day, okay? some inspirational saying. on it. One a day, okay? Any more than that, and it's a little much. And
it's like a dude, you know, he's like, look at my hot dog, dude. Yeah. It's the best hot dog ever. And then somebody will put like 50 of their favorite songs, and they're all by some group that you don't like at all. Mm. You know, it's like, okay.
Oh, the other thing.
What's that?
Casino invites. I don't want to play on a freaking casino game with you. Okay? Stop inviting me to this.
If you invite me, I will come over to your house and I will kill your children, your dogs, your pets. I will shampoo and clean your carpets and then rip them out and burn them. I mean, I told them, I said all kinds of evil things. I don't get invites anymore, by the way, after that.
Yeah.
If you tell people your intent, like what you really want to do, like I told them, but down to the detail of, I'm going to get a spoon, and then I'm going to spoon out your eye. And I told them how I was going to prepare them. I gave them a recipe of how I wanted to eat their face.
Uh-huh.
And they never, ever invited me again.
How's it taste, dude, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it taste, motherfucker? They get that.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, Facebook. I don't like it no more. It, it's pissing me off. It's a time sink. It is such a time sink, man. You know, here's why. Let me tell you the reason I brought it up.
Okay.
I get on there in the morning, I get my phone, and I first thing I do is I check to see if anybody's called me or contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I click on the little Facebook icon, right?
Okay.
And I scroll up until the point where I left it. Right before I went to bed, I saw the last thing that was posted, and then I throw Pandora on.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to Pandora. Wake up, that's when I start checking, and I always scroll back to the point where I last read.
Yeah.
That's what I do, and I respond to stuff that's been sent to me throughout that time. Well, I got up at like 8 a.m., okay, and I did this. And when I got out of bed, it was 5 p.m.
Really?
I don't know what happened. I must have fallen asleep a couple of times during this, but I kept checking it, and I kept doing it. And it's Facebook is a time sink, man. They talk about the apocalypse. The apocalypse is going on right now, and it's got a spell checker. Anyway, so previous business.
Previous. We should probably explain where we are. People are probably hearing things in the background, you know, all the, there's like a surfing thing and some seagulls and stuff. We're on a little platform out in the Linden Sea. It's a res zone for boats with little deck chairs you can sit out, and there's a little bar, and
it's really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. One thing we were playing with was the, it's like the life preserver, and you click on the life preserver and you sit on it, and then you fall in the water and you can float around in the life preserver.
He deserves, says, hey, I said, how do I get out? He goes, I click stand. He goes, yeah. And right when I click stand, he goes, but you'll probably fall to the, and I heard it as I was falling to the bottom of the ocean. And I'm really tired right now because I was out in the sun and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I fell asleep down there. I mean, you know, what was I asking you? Because I asked you a stupid question, didn't I? I said, hey, did the baloney res or some stupid ass question? Because I really fell asleep. Because I was running around the seaweed down there and I couldn't do anything. And I found a boat. I found a boat and I started talking to them about boats. Like, yeah, they should bring real life boats in here. Or something like maps to real boats, and his answer. I knew that I was asleep and that I was getting a sarcastic answer when he goes, "Yeah, that's probably okay. That's a good idea. Let's go back up."
Yeah,
that's when I knew. I was like, I scared him, and that's hard to do. This is a nice, peaceful build, and you know, I used to like stuff like this a lot before, and I, you know, kind of got out of it, but because, you know, all the buildings that people were trying to do, all this, you remember all the penile skyscrapers?
Like, that's over in Zendra.
Yeah. This one is really, really cool, and this is Atanua.
Atanua? It's one of those regions that you can't pronounce the name. It's A-T-A-N-U-A.
Atanua.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a Blake Sea buoy for the people who race their sailboats off in the center of the sim and all that.
This
is kind of off to the side. Really, so
yeah, you guys have to come here. You know what? Put a link for this in the notes, like after I put the show notes up.
Well, you can see it. All you gotta do is put it on your map and put in the region name, and you can see it like way up in the corner. You can't miss it. It's like a big horseshoe.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, it's very peaceful. What's that thing flying up there, man? You see that?
What?
Is that one of those transports up in the air?
Oh, yeah. That's, I think that's, yeah. Click on it. Can you click on it?
I'm trying.
Try to click on it.
Too fast. I'm going to do it right now. Let's see if I can. Ready? Oh, damn tree got in the way.
Ah, crap. Yeah, every once in a while, you see that fly by. People have set up, like, little tour things that fly and keep going all across the Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was a good thing we couldn't click on it because voice might go screwy.
Or if it come down here and start being angry with
it. Yeah, if somebody's already on it and we're like, hey, dude.
It's like, you harsh their mellow. It's like, how dare you? You know what? I bet you it was Goldman. We could have collected the reward.
Yeah, it was Goldman.
So this put that music on, that porn music again.
Oh, the yeah.
You ready?
There you go.
You too can be part of How Do I Find a Goldman in the Box here on Corona K. Bring your own Goldman. All access available. Oh yeah.
Supplies are limited. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so island business. What's been going on with the island that you know of?
Let's look at the notes. I've been out of it. I still, you know, I'm dealing with some personal things right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've kind of been out of it for a little bit. Not as sick as I was. I'm kind of still recovering with that. But I wasn't able to create the shoutcast. And I have, you know, I've also missed getting in with Scott Locus. He's been doing his walkabouts, and I was trying to be part of that as well, and I haven't even been here for those. So I'm going to, this next week, I'm hoping if things start to clear up for me, then I'll be able to be involved in that a little more. And he's really good about streams and all that, so I want to get some information from him, see if he can help me find some solutions to the stuff I've got. Last week, we had pretty full house. We had Ari, myself, you, Stuart, Radar, and Gomim. We're at the meeting.
Yeah.
But the part of Gomim was being played by a tree.
Yeah.
We discussed three rentals were still available.
Mm-hmm.
And
those three are still available.
Are they still available?
Yeah,
we need to do something about that. I mean, I've donated a little bit. I think we need to start kind of actively asking, hey, if you have a few Lindens, if you are able to put them on the donation meter, great. If you don't have it, don't even worry about it. You know, it's not like I'm saying you better do it. But if you have it and you're not going to use it, throw it down there, man. I'm going to do that right now after we're done with this. I'm going to go throw some more
tokens. What's better,
I'm going to call them tokens.
Tokens. Yeah, what's better is actually if you know somebody who's looking for land, send them to the K. And
do it, you know, you could do... You could do what me and Radar did, where we shared we're sharing one right now. You know, I paid 1 month, he paid the next month. I think the rent's coming up on it again, and I'll probably pay this rent, and then, or maybe we're just going to start sharing it at that point. But if somebody's looking to do a half and half kind of thing, and you want to do that, I'm interested in getting another property. Maybe we could do half and half, and then you can build stuff roommate. We could be. Goldman. You know what? I'll bring the Goldman. He's in the fridge. So the SL9B, I didn't even get to make it out there, but I saw some pictures that Jesta put up. He has a Flickr site for Corona K, and I saw a picture of the build. He made it nighttime, and the prayer flags were up, and it was just fantastic. I mean, it Ari did a kick-ass job with that, because it was Ari, Chug, and Kenny, myself, and I think other people might have gone down there, so if I'm missing somebody, you guys did a wonderful job with that, and we represented, man. We represented Corona K. So I think next year, let's do it again. Any other events where we can represent our island? You know, I gotta say this. I think we're all very proud of where we're at and where we live on this virtual world, and we gotta start showing that off more. So I think before something like that happens, and this is new business, but I motion that we have some kind of a build that we all agree on that we want to try to do for next time.
Okay.
And say, let's get a little more, you know, creative, and maybe do holograms or something that's gonna be so outrageous that it's going to blow everybody's mind. I think that we got a year to do it, so I think we should try to come up with something. The new dance floor from last time was being added. Mm-hmm. I was there when you were adding it. I saw it was already there, so I'll let you talk about that after I'm done with this. We're adding events. We talked about this last week, about adding an event this week. Again, things kind of fell, and we're not able to do it.
So yeah, we're really still working on it. Yeah, we need to get a shotgun server up before we can really hold the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you recorded the meeting last time. I listened to it right after. Sound quality was excellent. My sound was a little low. So well, not low from your vantage point, but the way that I sound coming across, almost like if I'm talking into a can. So I've got to up my game with my mic. And Stuart mentioned that you can record the Google Hangout with if you do broadcast over Google or something. There's some feature that allows you to record it. I didn't do one this week, but for next week I want to have that, because I'll have both. I have a PC and the Mac, and I'll have the PC running the server for the Shoutcast and the Google Hangout, or vice versa. Maybe I'll have one on one. That way I don't bog everything down and the music doesn't get all goofy.
Okay. Yeah, that...
So that's old business.
Oh, new business. Well, we could probably talk about the new dance floor. We got the dance floor set up. It's by the same designer as the rest of the pool house and the stage and all of that. You've probably seen it in other places, because those are it's the tiki tattoo. So it's actually looking pretty nice. It's a nice big dance floor.
I rezzed on it, and it was like, whoa. Right, the first thing I saw was a dance floor. And you put the chairs around it on the outer perimeter of it.
Yeah.
And that was even cooler. I'm like, oh, wow, you can sit there, you can watch people dance or watch the stage. And mm-hmm. It's just, it really works.
Yeah. Now I need to look into getting actually a dance ball so that, you know, people can dance other than just stand around on it.
Let me ask you this. Could you put the dance ball on the other side, like on another parcel, and then they click it and still would affect them on this parcel?
Yeah.
That way it doesn't eat up like the prims or anything.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. What I'm trying to figure out is whether or not to get the, you know, the click on it dance ball thing, and then you just dance where you're standing.
Oh, okay.
Or the kind where it actually rezzes a ball next to you, and you can have couples dances and single dances and all that other.
I gotta say, get the ball where you click on it.
Uh huh.
And then just have one where the couple, or maybe two for the couples, and those two by the stage. Because I've noticed the ones that do that, because you'll get one couple or two couples that, you know, they'll meet right there and they'll want to kind of impress each other, and then they can do that. The rest of the people are just all full of craziness and they just want to dance. Yeah. So I think if you limit it and...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as a joke, I was thinking about taking a dance ball and putting dirty animations in it, just letting people...
You know, you should allow it. You should put a dance ball that has like the
dance of
love.
Get
and dance. Yeah, the dance of love. You should do that, because there are people that dig that stuff, and we're not prudes. You know what I mean? We like to have some good fun. I love it. The forbidden dance. Why don't we? You know what? And we should do this. We should make one. And then when they click on it, have a big sound file, just start yelling, "You cannot dance like this! It is forbidden!" or have all those little punishment for decision.
It's company policy to give you the plague.
Hey, I see a Danny Dwyer online. There he is.
I sent him a TP.
Oh, good, good. I was just going to do that if you didn't.
Yeah, he's there. And here's Danny. Can you hear us? Danny, where's your G?
Hello.
Hello. Who is it?
Can you hear us?
In his inventory. He can't hear us yet.
He can't
hear us.
Oh,
but
his microphone
is not working.
Oh.
It's a dude, man. He's a dude.
Oh, he says he's getting his headphones.
Yeah. Hey, there's Stuart Worf.
You do not want to face the wrath of my bunghole.
Dude, where do you get all these, man?
Oh, all over, dude.
Where the heck are you?
This is a really cool little setting.
There we go. Hey, Stuart. And I'm not going to play that sound for you.
Stuart!
You're welcome. Yeah, that one.
Hey, I got the headphones hooked up. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny. It's been a long time, man.
It has been.
Have a seat. Pull up a chair, man.
We are all just
checking out the scene here.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think?
Why have I been TP'd to the middle of nowhere?
Because this is where we're recording the
episode. What are you complaining about, Stuart, already?
But
I mean,
this isn't Corona K, man. I feel lost.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch.
I got some advice for you, Stuart. This is not even a real place. It's a virtual place. No,
this place does not actually exist.
Or was it a place within a place?
You know what? This is Corona Cake. This is one of our teardrops.
Because
we just got inside it. And
we sank the whole thing. And
yeah.
Well, you might want to tell the renters.
they'll find out in the morning.
It's a surprise.
We're expecting you to go to each one of the renters and put a pillow over their face and just say, "Go into the light, motherfucker! Go into the light."
That's not my style.
You know what? I got.
Sounds like something you'd have fun with, though.
I actually, when my kids were little, I would cover their mouths. I would cover their mouths, and I would hold it till they got all nervous and scared and try to wiggle, and then I would look at them and I would go, "Shh, shh, go into the light." And it was so much fun as a parent.
What?
As a parent, it's fun. I wouldn't kill them. I let them go. I let them catch their breath. They would cry, and it was horrible for them. But it was fun for me.
What?
Yeah, the scary part is they've done that to me now as adults, and I'm getting
bigger.
I'm like, oh, it's horrible. What's gonna happen?
Help! Help! I'm being repressed.
Oh man.
I'm being repressed. Hey, let's catch you guys up on the meeting so far. We talked about last week's meeting. In last week's meeting, we had three rentals still available. We discussed there's a rent meter that where we can donate to cover the cost of the non-rented parcels only. We had a build in SL9B, and it went really well. Ari had built some prayer flags and some, you know... Chug and Kimmy had done a lot of work on there, and it came out just excellent. It was really a nice representation. We got a new dance floor in front of the stage. We're adding a Saturday event after the meeting. We're going to have at 5 p.m. SLT, we're going to have an event, and we're going to do some classified to, you know, in the event deal.
Yeah,
and
event
try to get
things,
more
yeah.
people to. Exactly, and it deserves recording the meetings, and the first one went really well, and we're also going to be using Google Plus Hangout to record and let people see the actual meeting as well, participate in that environment, and also see it later on as a recorded deal, and you are brought up to speed.
Any questions? If there are no questions, we will move on to the test.
Moving on.
Sorry, I spaced out there. What was it?
Yeah,
Stuart. Oh, and
Stuart, repeat all that. Yeah,
we believe Gomim is here somewhere, and we offered a reward.
Yes, Gomim is here in spirit.
Is it a bounty?
Yeah, it's a bounty. It's kind of
this,
a bounty.
This place doesn't look a damn thing like China.
No matter. We put a bounty on Gomen, and we want him brought to justice.
I've seen pictures of China. This doesn't look like it. Where's the red flags?
Well, they don't have water in China.
There's midgets and stuff.
They don't have nag in China, because that's, you know, pretty much what you're doing.
Well, I think they censor
Bitch! Do the bitch work.
Bitch!
Every time I hear that, I think of you, Stuart.
What?
Jeez, thanks.
It's not a love, man. It's just love. Nothing but
I'm sure it's the same kind of love, you know, the kind of love where you know...
The love that we said we would never talk about?
Right,
The love that we said we'd never talk about after the time?
That the Google time? Plus block love.
Or was it the three times? Or the time after the
50
times? Dude, I was asleep, so I don't know what you did, but I wasn't part of it. Moving right along. Oh, yeah. You want a British bitch? Dial 1-800.
Wow.
Don't leave, man. Just hang around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Danny, where's your Jeep?
Huh? I don't know. I seem to have lost it from my inventory.
Hey, I gotta tell you, Danny, it's really, really good to see you, man.
Yes.
I was really, really happy when I saw your name come across. I was like, oh, I gotta get this dude over quick, man. So, you were missed.
Seriously, you were missed. We were about to send out the milk cartons.
Yeah. We're trying to get Goldman back.
We're offering a prize. Whoever gets him back, we'll build them a house on Corona K. And then they get to live with him for a month. And then we'll film it and put it up as a reality series.
Isn't there the whole issue of the great firewall of China?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was funny because he could still have access to Second Life despite the great firewall.
Well, that was if he went to a certain part of China. Like, there's parts of China that aren't blocked.
He was going to teach in a very rural part of China that didn't have much internet at all. So he was going into the sticks.
Well, somebody better kill a panda or do whatever it takes to get him back over here, because that's all that matters at this point. We don't care. Corona K, give me the music. Give me the cue. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, God.
There.
Is it there? No, not that one.
No?
What
do you want?
The porn one, man.
Oh, you gotta be with me. Yeah. That one? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Corona K, where we don't give a crap about whatever it is. We'll kill a panda just to get one of our own back. Yeah.
Great pitch. I think.
No, it was too... It was too rehearsed.
The environmentalists will be all for it.
You guys want to kill pandas? Well, just virtual ones. I mean, that's not going to hurt anything, is it? Maybe a real one or two.
If you can kill virtual chickens, I'm sure no one will mind about it.
You are the expert at doing that, so I don't know what you're saying.
I'm waiting. I don't think she's listened to that show, because she has not said a damn thing.
Look at the bones!
She's not said a thing about that claim.
Well, she hasn't. She said she listened to it.
Yeah,
She said she loaded it and was gonna listen to it, but then never again. The next thing she wrote was pictures or it didn't happen.
Okay.
I think she's Goldman. I don't know. Have you ever seen her and Goldman?
Either that or she listened to it and she was so offended that she's just speechless.
Yeah, she's like, fuck you guys.
That's what I thought too. I thought, she listened to it, right? And instead of saying, yay!
Going home.
Instead of, yay, you guys did. It's more like, I waited all this time for this.
You. I knew it all along. She goes all deep voice.
We need a podcast Viagra.
Actually, speaking of podcasts.
Yeah.
Viagra? I guess you in some ways. I've been listening to a podcast lately. It reminds me of a show that you and Nico used to do. The Diamond and Roses one, or whatever it was called.
Diamond and Roses. That's I remember Diamond and Roses.
There's a show on
what's
this.
Diamond and Roses.
There's a show called on on this network called 5x5 called Geek Friday.
Okay.
The dynamic just reminds me of Kimi and Nika. Just saying.
Really?
Good show, actually.
Whoa! Oh, my.
That's a great compliment. Thank you. I got to tell you, I personally thought that was one of the best shows I was ever part of, because it was, I did like the dynamic. I liked the chemistry was just spot on. Only thing, I go back, and I do this with you guys too, and I wanted to tell you about this right now. It's one of the things I wanted to bring up. One of the things that happens though is I tend to overpower a lot, and I talk, and when it's somebody else's turn, and that's why I mentioned the talking stick last time. I was like, I don't want to do that. And I listened to some shows where I did that to Nika, and I was like, oh, you should just let her talk, man.
Computer says nah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, thank you. That's a good compliment, Stuart, because it was, I think it was one of the best things I was part of.
So what you're saying, Stuart, is that you were watching this show and you just thought, wow, you know, that girl's really neat, but the guy just blast right over her.
No.
That reminds me of something.
No, it's like some of the reactions.
If you blast over, I'm going to come back and hit you.
Yeah. No. It's like I listen to the show sometimes. It's like the male host, Jason Cypher, he does stuff, and it's like the reaction from Faith Corpy, the co-host.
Mm.
It's just like, the reactions seem reminiscent of something I was like thinking about. It's like, hold on a second. This reminds me of Kimi and Nika.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Second Life based? Is it based in Second Life?
Nah, it's all geek stuff. It's nothing to do with ourselves.
And that's one of the things that we had actually talked about.
See, SL is so out of the mainstream
we're just
now. We're not geeks anymore. We're dweebs. We've been downgraded.
We're dweebs. We're
dweebs.
Oh, nah, it's like, downgraded.
I wouldn't say we're dweebs. I'd say it's like, it's more so obscure, even hipsters dislike it.
We're nerds. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's not cool enough to be hipsters.
I remember when I was a geek. I miss it. It's awful.
And by the way, this whole compliment thing was not some.
It was not a compliment at all. It was just
It wasn't some coin talk to make Nika feel better after insulting her.
And I had a podcast better than your guys.
You just feel bad because you killed her chicken.
I don't feel bad about it. I actually enjoyed it now. Thinking about it.
She had rabbits too, didn't she? Did you kill her? Did you kill any rabbits?
No, you couldn't kill the rabbits. You could only kill the chickens. That was a stupid thing about it.
Kill the rabbit. Yeah. They were all stupid.
Alright, we're at 5 o'clock.
Yes, we are at 5 o'clock.
Anything else, guys, that you guys want to add? Really good having you back, Danny and Stuart. It's good to see you too, man.
I seem to come at the end of all these for some reason.
That happens, but that's fine.
Yeah,
you had the extra spice.
You always come at the end of these.
Yeah.
He said he always comes at the end.
That's what he said.
I can't tell if that was Danny laughing or just a sound clip.
I know, it sounded like Danny. I was like, yeah. I never heard Danny laugh at that.
I laughed that time.
That was the thing.
You always come. Hey, put the music on. It's the end of the podcast.
Chewing on my headphone wire. Don't do that, Freddy.
Oh, it's all the what kind of innuendo can Stuart Worf make today?
Oh, I hear some music.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm enjoying the music.
You know, that makes me want to shut up. I don't know why, it just does. Stuart.
Everybody likes the music. What? I just listen.
You know what would sound really good with the music?
What?
Stuart! Do that screamy. I think that should be part of the music exit.
No, we already said, you know, I'm not gonna play that.
You said
I said, and you know, we didn't do that to you, Stuart. And he appreciates it, doesn't he?